It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. House lawmakers have approved more than $50 billion in Hurricane Sandy aid. It's been 2.5 months since the storm crashed into the East Coast, and since then, federal disaster relief funds have gotten wrapped up in politics. At the end of the last Congress, House leaders faced strong criticism from within their own party for letting a relief bill die. Well, after a series of votes today, the House has cleared the way for long-expected aid for New York and New Jersey. And for more on this story, we're joined by NPR congressional correspondent Tamara Keith. Hello, Tamara.
Hi there.
Did this aid pass easily?
It passed easily, 241 in favor, 180 against. But here's the interesting thing. It passed with very few Republican votes. Only 49 Republicans ultimately supported it. And that's a big deal because typically House Speaker John Boehner has refused to bring bills to the floor that don't have what they call a majority of the majority, the vast majority of Republicans supporting it. In this case, they definitely did not have the majority of the majority, but they also had very loud voices coming from outside saying, you darn well better do this, including from people like New Jersey Governor Chris Christie.
This, though, is, after all, disaster aid, and disaster aid has historically been non-controversial. So why the big fight this time?
Yeah, for the past several months, and actually much longer than several months, the mantra coming out of House Republicans has been that we have a spending problem. And this is spending. You know, it may be popular spending, but it's still spending. And so maybe it's been untouchable in the past, but many House Republicans felt that it should at least be offset by cuts elsewhere or something. But that, you know, coming right out of this debt ceiling fight, coming right out of this fiscal cliff deal where they essentially gave up and allowed taxes to increase, they were very uncomfortable immediately going into another bill that would increase spending. Here's South Carolina Tea Party Republican Jeff Duncan.
We're $16 trillion in debt, America. We simply cannot afford to continue like this. We cannot keep spending money that we don't have on things that we can't afford, and all the while sending our children and our grandchildren the bill. What part of $16 trillion in debt do y'all not understand?
Well, Tamara, is Congressman Duncan a representative of the House Republican Caucus, or is he an outlier?
It turns out he's very much representative. Now, there were 49 Republicans who voted in favor of this, many of them from the Northeast. But many Republicans just feel that spending is a problem, and they decided this was a place to take a stand.
And the next step is the Senate. How do things look there?
The next step is the Senate. Most likely it will be approved easily. A similar bill was a few weeks ago. And the Senate doesn't come back in, though, until next week.
That's NPR's Tamara Keith speaking with us from the Capitol. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you very much, Robert.